VK6ARN, News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931. Hi there, I'm Clinton, VK6FCRC, and welcome to News West, wishing you all a happy Easter on this Easter Sunday, the 20th of April 2025. Now on with the news.
On behalf of WA Amateur Radio News and the News West team, I'd like to wish you all a very happy and safe Easter. And if you're not getting on air to make a noise this Easter, make some plans to do something about it pretty soon. It's nothing near too late to start thinking about going to Ham Campsion in May and Mayanup in the middle of May, the weekend of 16th, 17th, 18th of May. At Mayanup, bring everything. Bring all your own camping gear, food, blah, 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 all that sort of stuff. If you don't bring it, you don't get it. $10 a head per night for camping fee. That's a pass on cost to the site owners. So that's it, Ham Campsion. Anything else coming up? Send your items to newswest at vk6.net for publication, and it's needed by noon Friday. I'm Bob, VK6POP.
Hello from Bunbury. Bunbury Radio Club will hold a fox hunt on Saturday 3rd of May starting at 10 a.m. We would like to invite anyone interested in radio direction finding to make the trip to Bunbury and join in the fun. It doesn't matter if you're a first timer or have heaps of stories from the past to share, we'd love to get to know you. Bring your lunch or buy something from the local takeaways and have a picnic in the park with us. Last year, the seven teams that took part had a ball, and we still talk about how we must point the Yagi in the right direction or we end up getting horribly confused. Yes, we are aware the third is election day, but we're confident we can discharge our civic duties before heading out and playing radio. If you'd like further information about this event or Bunbury Radio Club in general, please check out our website at www.bunburyradioclub.com or email us at vk6brc@gmail.com. On behalf of VK6BRC, the Bunbury Radio Club, I'm Phil, VK6DEV.
Hello from Dennis, VK6AKR, with the WAVHF Group. You may have heard the item from PARG regarding their participation in commemorating Operation Manor and Operation Chowhound around the Anzac Day weekend. Here is an ideal opportunity for operators in VK6 to join in. Not a club member? No worries. Come along and support the VK6 team effort. PARG will have their communications trailer at Kings Park on Thursday 24th and Friday 25th. Look out for them at the Tea Pavilion, which is on your right-hand side along the city entrance to Kings Park. Listen out for and respond to VK80MAN. That's Victor Kilo 80 Mike Alpha November. WAG will be working with WAVHF group members at the Bull Creek Aviation Museum on Sunday the 27th from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Have you ever wondered what it feels like to have transmitted from the radio operator's seat in a Lancaster? Come along and find out on Sunday the 27th. Claustrophobic? No worries. We will have an operating desk in front of the Lancaster. So what about Saturday the 26th? Listen out for club member Randall, VK6WR, who will be driving VK80MAN from Parkerville. Should have good reach into a fair slab of our coastal plain. Final reminder next Sunday, and then we're underway. Point your web browser to VK80MAN in QRZ, where we will post more updates. Or contact Robert, VK6WHO, or me by email. 73 for now. Enjoy your weekend in amateur radio. Thanks for listening.
G'day, your VK6 Weissen had a meeting last Monday night. There was a lively and robust discussion. I would like to take this time in the news now to let you know about the next meeting of Weissen WA. It's on the second Monday of May. This will make it the 12th of May. We have decided that we are having a practical demonstration evening. Phil, VK6 Delta Echo Victor, will be coming up from Bunbury and will be demonstrating APRS and APRS messaging. That's Automatic Packet Reporting System. You may have heard of it. Discussion on Wednesday night's WisenNet showed there is a bit of interest, and we want to make sure that everyone has a long enough lead time to know about the meeting. So it's not until the 12th of May, but it is on the 12th of May, and wasn't it New Year's Eve? And it seems to be already half past April. I heard that somewhere. Was it on the news last week? The meeting will be held at the First Midland Scout Hall, number 10, Helen Street in Midland. Normally the doors open at 7 p.m. for our monthly meetings, but next month, May's meeting, will see the doors open half an hour earlier at 6:30 p.m. We aim to be underway around 7 p.m. We hope to see you there. If you have any interest in APRS and how you can set up your APRS system on 2 meters and use APRS to message. We would like to thank Phil for his time and energy in Wison. Some of his work is indeed our website. You can find the Wison WA website at www.wisenwa.org. That's WICENWA.org. And you can either use the contact page or send emails to wisenwa@outlook.com, and we would love to hear your feedback and things that interest you. Wison has been in existence for a very long time, and we have had various roles during those years. Time has moved on, and technology too. Today's Wison doesn't seek to be an emergency service, but we seek to be a body that allows as many amateurs to be prepared to be of service if and when the need arises. The best case scenario is, of course, that the need never arises, but sometimes it does. If you're on Facebook, use the search bar in the top left to search for Wison WA. We have a group, and actually, so do National and some of the other states. Amateur Radio, it's all about communicating. Thanks for listening. Hope to see you at the APRS demonstration night on the 12th of May from 7 p.m. Doors open half an hour earlier. This has been Mark, VK6X3, Lima Zulu, for Wison in Western Australia. 73s.
QTC Magazine is RASA's monthly magazine. It's all electronic, either by downloadable PDF or the read on the screen, flip pages on the screen version, which is at qtcmag.com. You can find the PDF version at vkradioamateurs.org. That's vkradioamateurs, one big long word, .org. While on the subject of QTC Magazine, we're always looking for good stories. We love news articles, anecdotes, light technical articles, and good pictures are the best way to enhance your story. And whilst we're talking about putting stuff in QTC, you can advertise your club activities, hamfests, whatever, at QTC Magazine. And speaking of photos, when you're out and about at amateur radio activities, pointing your camera at things, turn your camera through 90 degrees and make some nice portrait shots. We're always on the lookout for good pictures for the front cover of QTC. You can find QTC Magazine at RASA's website, vkradioamateurs.org. And while you're there, look at our free resources. I'm Bob, VK6POP.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN. Originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. One of the basic aspects of being human and growing up is the process of learning. From a young age, we explore our environment, play with others, have fun, fall over and bruise our knees, get up and try again. The playing aspect of this is often discussed as a way to keep things interesting. We add a competition element as an added incentive, so much so that we formulate it into global competitions and call it sport. As a species, it might surprise you that we spend about 1% of all gross domestic product on sport, compared to science, which is about 2% of global GDP. To give you some context, agriculture accounts for about 4%, manufacturing is 15%, industry is about 26%, and services account for roughly 62%. If you notice that this is more than 100%, take it up with the World Bank. I'm a radio amateur, not an economist. Over the years, I've explored different aspects of our chosen hobby of amateur radio. Time and again, I return to experimentation, learning, and having fun. Now, I absolutely concede that my idea of fun and yours might not match. My GDP side quest is likely evidence of this, but in my opinion, this embodies the range of how we, as a disparate community, interact and exchange ideas across the ionosphere and closer to home, using what we can all agree on is pretty close to magic. So what is my point? Fair question. Having fun and learning. If you've ever had the opportunity to listen to aviation radio, and I'd encourage you to, the YouTube channel VAS Aviation is a great place to start. Comes with maps, explanations, and subtitles. You'll discover that the complex domain of aviation communication is a dynamic environment where miscommunication matters and often has severe consequences. It's not all incidents and accidents, though. If you look for air traffic control legend Kennedy Steve, you'll come across some of the funniest exchanges captured on ATC frequencies, all the while staying professional. So how does this relate to amateur radio and you? Well, at the moment, we have a few types of exchanges where we can practice our skills. The most obvious one is a thing we call contesting, a scored and rule-bound activity where you're expected to exchange information and are declared the winner in a category. It's a little like sport, and some have attempted to rephrase amateur radio contesting into a field that they're calling radio sport. I have mixed feelings about this because there isn't much in the way of spectator activity associated with this. Another exchange is calling for DX contacts, sharing an exchange across distance, attempting to contact as many countries as possible, with the prize being membership into the fabled DXCC, the century club that acknowledges your prowess in making contact with 100 countries. The most common exchange is the NET, or discussion group. It can be formal, like the weekly F-Trip I've been hosting since 2011, or it can be ad hoc, one amateur chatting to another, sparking spontaneous discussion among several stations on frequency. We also do things like radio direction finding. Someone sets up a transmitter and everyone playing tries to find the source as quickly as possible. First one to find it wins. It made me wonder if there are other things we might come up with. Has anyone played chess across HF? Or if you want to involve a larger group, what about playing bingo or a game of trivia? Anyone considered an MMORPG or massively multiplayer online role-playing game? The point being that we can play games, have fun, and learn in an environment where there are many factors affecting your ability to communicate, so we can all get better at keying the microphone and getting the message to the intended recipient. While we're having fun, nobody said that this needs to be a voice activity. An FT8 session could well be coerced into transmitting chess moves, and nobody said that you have to do FT8 on the same frequency that WSJTX is using. So what games can you come up with and learn from? I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
Hi, just a little note about VK6RRG and the WAG Technical and General Net. Having it run every Sunday morning on VK6RLM, that's 146.750 or Channel 3 in the old money. And it starts at 10:30 a.m. this morning. Of course, if you're listening in the evening, it's next week.
On Tuesday afternoons and evenings, the 40 and 80 metre bands come alive with the sound of slow CW. Who would have thought that this ancient art, which some say was once such a dreaded part of the amateur licence test, would become so popular in these days of modern communications? The uncontrolled net is run in designated portions of the two bands to encourage new CW operators to have a go at slow CW in a safe and really friendly environment. Slow speed and lots of mistakes are par for the course. It's all about having a go, starting with a basic call sign and RST exchange, then over time getting better and better. The net also attracts its fair share of old timers who enjoy helping others to have a go or to just enjoy the banter.
The CQQRS net started in Western Australia 3 years ago and has been running every single Tuesday and has been unbelievably popular. The net runs from 3 p.m. until about 7 p.m. on 40 metres, then moves to 80 metres, and we've had up to 60 stations on air having a go. And who knows how many listeners are out there every Tuesday as well. So, the CQQRS net is on 40 metres between 0700 Zulu and 1100 Zulu, that is 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. and is held between 7020 and 7040 kHz. Then between 0900 Zulu and 1300 Zulu, which is 5 p.m. until 9 p.m, we're on between 3540 and 3570 kHz every Tuesday. There's no net control, so when you're ready to have a go, just find a quiet spot and start calling CQQRS at about 75% of the speed you can copy. Most stations will match your speed, so go slow until you're really comfortable with CW. So this might be just the opportunity you've been waiting for to have a go at transmitting on CW, or perhaps just to stop the contacts rusting up on your key. Doesn't matter whether you're brand new to the code, or if you're an old-timer who would like to have a bit of fun and help encourage new operators by having simple, safe QSOs at their speed. We'd love to have you join in. Too much switch mode power supply hash on 80 metres? This might be the incentive to do something about it. With a cheap noise canceller costing less than $100, 80 metres could be easier than you think. So again, the net starts at 3 p.m. every Tuesday, above the DX segment on 40 metres between 7020 and 7040. Then, after 7 p.m, moves to 80 metres between 3540 and 3570 kHz. There are usually stations in the west, east and in between listening out for your CQQRS call. For more information and to receive our free weekly CQQRS RagTube newsletter, contact me, Mark, VK6QI, via the email on qrz.com, or you can use our address, cqrsnet@gmail.com. That is cqrsnet@gmail.com, and I'll be pleased to have a chat.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
GOATS, which stands for Get Out and Try Something. That was the outdoor activity planned by Rob VK6LD for Southern Electronic Group members in sunny Albany last Wednesday. Our small group assembled near the boat ramp in Oyster Harbour. It was a nice sunny day, so we set about setting up our portable stations. The well-organised people had already worked out their plan of attack and set about getting their stations on air. Dave, VK6AI, trotted out his magnetic loop antenna, which was mounted on a white painted wooden cross. It attracted some attention because people thought we were doing something Christian in the lead-up to Easter. Rob VK6LD strapped a wooden pole to his ute and erected an end-fed half-wave dipole between there and the tree. Chris VK6KA, in a much smarter move, brought a box of sausage rolls along to share. The other two stations were already on air while I was still rummaging around in my bags of equipment and repairing the 7-metre squid pole that had split on an earlier outing. Then I had to think about which sort of an antenna I was going to use. I didn't have a sky hook onto which I could string up my G5RV or the stainless steel doublet. But what was I thinking? I had the squid pole, right? I was considering an end-fed half-wave, but Rob already had the tree. So I loosely wound a 10-metre long piece of wire up the squid pole, attached a 49-to-1 ballon. Well, actually, it's not a ballon really, is it? It's an unun. Whatever it is, I attached a coax to the other side of it, strapped it to the squid pole with, yes, you guessed it, insulation tape. We all carry lots of it around, don't we? I was suitably impressed when I set my Jagu 6100 up to work on 40 metres, pressed the tune button and the radio says, OK, that's good. I had similar results on the other bands and 20 metres was really thumping in. 10 over 9 for one UK station. I didn't get to transmit. One of my quirks, I fiddle around for so long putting stuff together, I run out of time. To wrap up, GOATS was a great initiative which can be easily repeated and replicated by others. Honestly, folks, if you need an excuse or a bit of a push to get out there and have a go, you could easily organise your own GOATS activity. You don't have to do anything more than invite some people along and bring the toys. And, of course, the sausage rolls. I'm Bob VK6POP.
Good morning to all shortwave listeners and fellow amateurs. This is Roy VK6 X-ray Victor. This week's helpline for the 20th of April 2025. Happy Easter, everyone. And today I have the following for you: a TET M-tron 3-element or 4-element tri-band 15-20-10-meter Yagi antenna can be assembled either a 3 or a 4-element, depending on your requirements. Good working order, asking $600 or nearest offer, and has the original M-tron matching ballon at the feed point. Item 2 is a bunch of aluminium tubing and DIY antenna beams and relatively unused and also metal tubes, construction scaffolding and mast bits and pieces and clamps, pipe to pipe, etc. Sold as a job lot, $300 a lot. Images can be sent if you require. Contact Bill VK6 Yankee Whiskey on telephone 0424 082 800. Again, at 0424 082 800. His email address is Oscar Zulu Papa Alpha Papa Alpha Foxtrot Oscar X-ray at gmail.com. again, that's Oscar Zulu Papa Alpha Papa Alpha Foxtrot Oscar X-ray at gmail.com. Chick up at Meckering still has the following, I believe: a Yaesu Foxtrot 301 Delta transceiver, a Yaesu Fox Charlie 301 antenna tuning unit to match, and a Yaesu Fox Papa power supply and external speaker, also matching with a manual, and $300 or nearest offer for the complete set for that one. There's also a Yaesu Fox Tango 840 transceiver with manual, as new, purchased as a backup and very little use in anger or in friend, and $900 or nearest offer is asking that one. There's also a 100-foot tower or mast, 5 20-foot telescoping sections, requires guy wires, of course, triangular construction, $200 or nearest offer. There's also a Tango Alpha 3 Junior 3-element tri-band Yagi that might have been sold, actually, $100 or nearest offer. Telephone to 0896251335, 0896251335, or the mobile 04900 13464. Again, that's 04900 13464. And that's all I have for you for today, I'm afraid. And I wish you all a happy Easter and a long weekend. Hope you're all enjoying the fine weather. It's cooling off a little bit, but we'll be complaining it's too cold shortly. This is VK6 X-ray Victor, now off and clear 73. Before I go, I better tell you my email address. VK6 X-ray Victor at bigpond.com is the only address for you. And 73 from Roy. Cheers.
Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that NewsWest is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWest Weekly Podcast -Kilo Zulu 7 Yankee Charlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV, the readers, and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast, or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.